The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
People are thinking about what the president said last night, authorizing airstrikes against Syria. Good morning. Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a window on the world from the perspective of your host and co-hostess and co-co-hoster.
That sounds like and a toaster.
Put underneath a drink. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with the president suggesting that he has the authority to authorize airstrikes against Syria. His strategy, as explained last night, to destroy the Islamic State, or at least the group that is called ISIS, more training for Syrian rebels. How do we identify?
They wear shirts, Dougie. You
didn't know that. They say
T-shirts. I am a Syrian rebel.
Aye, good. I am. There's a song there, probably, right? So the president ordering these airstrikes.
I am a Syrian rebel.
I thought there was a song there.
Right. So what is it constructive for the opposition to lay into the president immediately upon the conclusion of his address? Ted Cruz, opportunistic as he is, had a lot to say about the president's address regarding the Islamic State last night. He said, quote, "We need a commander-in-chief who articulates a specific military objective. We did not see that tonight." Is that constructive, yes or no? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Did either of you, see what the president had to say last night? We have some audio from it, which we'll play here and there. You watched, Jennifer. So
start to finish.
You had nothing. You were relaxed because you didn't show up here yesterday, so you must have had time to.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, I was at work last night at that
really?
Time watching it.
Yeah. And
with
so
my dad and Fred Dreyer, actually.
Really? Fred. Good old fearless Fred.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Well,
Hunter, for those of you who don't know, and a football player. All right, go ahead. Name dropper. Let me trip over that name.
I was underwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And you know, typically, I mean, you know, I don't make any bones about it. I did not vote for President Obama. We don't typically agree on things, but I do give him credit for being a good speaker. I didn't even know if last night was one of his best speeches. I think the way he started it by saying that they weren't a Islamic group or that they weren't a religious group kind of turned me off for the rest of the speech, because that is so clearly false. They are a religious group. They are a group that, their main objective is to chop your head off if you don't convert to Islam. So to me, that off the bat makes you a religious group. I thought he downplayed a little bit of their danger at the beginning. I think his method of airstrikes is a good one. I think that at some point we're going to have to probably get more involved than he wants to, and I think.
Well, how do you know he really wants? How do you know what he's really?
I don't know what he really wants. It's just what he laid out. You know, he said he wanted to train other people, and you know what? I don't think that's worked for us before. We've armed these people in the past,
and they're cowards.
And it comes back to get us because they steal all of our stuff.
All right, Michael, play cut 3, will you please, where the president talks about the objective and what he's trying to set out as the next steps.
Our objective is clear. We will degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL through a comprehensive and sustained counterterrorism strategy. First, we will conduct a systematic campaign of airstrikes against these terrorists. Working with the Iraqi government, we will expand our efforts beyond protecting our own people and humanitarian missions so that we're hitting ISIL targets as Iraqi forces go on offense. Moreover, I've made it clear that we will hunt down terrorists who threaten our country wherever they are. That means I will not hesitate to take action against ISIL in Syria as well as Iraq. This is a core principle of my presidency. If you threaten America, you will find no safe haven. Second, we will increase our support to forces fighting these terrorists on the ground. In June, I deployed several hundred American service members to Iraq to assess how we can best support Iraqi security forces. Now that those teams have completed their work and Iraq has formed a government, we will send an additional 475 service members to Iraq. As I've said before, these American forces will not have a combat mission. We will not get dragged into another ground war in Iraq. But they are needed to support Iraqi and Kurdish forces with training, intelligence, and equipment.
All right. So the interesting thing here, or one of the interesting things, as he explained the pursuit of, he calls them ISIL, I call them ISIS, we all know who we're talking about.
Right.
The National Coalition in Syria has sent a message to the United States Congress asking them being Congress, to back the plan outlined last night by the president to hit the Islamic statists, including wherever they may be in Syria, which is a pretty important step and an admission that they can't contain, nor do they know how to. I thought that was pretty interesting.
You bring that up, and I think if we had dealt with this, and you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda, now. Hmm. But I think if we had dealt with this a year ago, when that region was really unstable, we may not be having the speech last night.
That's an iffy.
Because we didn't know who to arm. You know, exactly. No one knew who the good guy was.
That's because the CIA doesn't do its job, as is clearly indicated by what happened to the air marshal over in Liberia that got stabbed with a syringe last week. There is clearly a huge gap in being able to get information and to transmit it to other agencies in the government. After all these years of infighting and examining, these clowns still do not communicate with one another. So it is very easy for some of these people who are not our friends to pull fast ones.
Right. Take
Let's
advantage.
Listen. Yeah. The president and Congress, this is cut seven now, Michael, please.
I have the authority to address the threat from ISIL, but I believe we are strongest as a nation when the president and Congress work together. So I welcome congressional support for this effort in order to show the world that Americans are united in confronting this danger.
All right, I think Americans pretty much are. Don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, how?
I saw some survey where like 68 or something, 68%, it's a really high number,
yeah,
were behind using some sort of force to get rid of ISIS.
Right. There are always going to be people who are opposed to it. What's the main thread of conversation with people listening and expressing themselves on our social media pages, Kenny?
James says that Obama's message was solely to correct his stupid statement last week that he had no strategy about ISIS.
Well, there's the what he's talking about is the Chuck Todd interview on Face the Nation or whatever, NBC Meet the Press. And then it aired elsewhere, where Todd sort of got the president to stumble a bit. It was embarrassing, kind of uncomfortable, but yet it shows what that listener is suggesting.
That's why the pundits have suggested he did the speech in prime time,
yeah,
instead of just during the day.
Right. So let's, you know, but this is about me, and I want to look better.
Well, because they're really, I mean, I always think it's kind of cool to watch a prime time presidential address, so I never have any problems with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, it wasn't necessarily the longest speech. I mean, what was it, like 15 minutes maybe? And not your typical prime time speech. Yeah.
Right. All right, here's Bob in Laguna Beach, California. Bob,
no
your
right.
thoughts?
He's got no right to bomb an independent nation without a declaration of war, this guy. He's got no right. I demand a declaration of war by the Congress on Syria. I demand a declaration of war on the Congress by Syria without a declaration of war by Congress. This guy is a military dictator out of control with a bogus operation.
Well, you know, one of the things, interesting thoughts, one of the things that does come to the surface here is that we get into these situations and people tend not to be critical. people tend to sort of go along to get along. Okay, we got this. Look at what happened when we went into Iraq in the first place. That's what I'm sort of listening to here, although ISIS is clearly a different sort of threat than was Saddam Hussein, who wasn't really a threat at all. But the circumstances that present themselves are created by not what Obama has started, what he hasn't effectively dealt with, but he didn't start this. Bush started this. So what, and all the other lemmings who followed along, both Democrats and Republicans, when the declaration of war was made and the case was made very poorly, but yet
we all became like
children following the Pied Piper.
What, I need clarification. Bush started what?
Bush started all the stuff in Iraq by orchestrating the attack.
Yeah, but he was backed by Congress at that point.
Well, but I'm just saying, they're all a bunch of lemmings.
Bush put through the changed the law by executive order so that he could be, as he liked to say, the decider. Mm-hmm. So that after September 11th, if it was a possible terrorist attack on America,
you could go with
the
executive
the president
order.
Could do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And now the Patriot Act is something most people want to throw up when they read and understand what it really stands for. So let's not be so fast here and loose with all of this stuff. And we get behind, oh, yeah, we got to get rid of these guys. Not so fast. 18 past the hour, and good day.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Right now, during Guitar Center's Storewide Savings Event, every single new guitar, amp, bass, and keyboard is on sale. Save on exclusives from Gibson, Fender, Taylor, Martin, Yamaha, and Korg. Deals like 25% off an American-made Gibson Les Paul, now just $5.99. Take up to 15% off all studio monitors, keyboards, cajones, cymbals, and drumsticks. And with our unbeatable price guarantee, if you find a better deal even online, we'll beat it by 10% of the difference. Don't miss Guitar Center's Storewide Savings Event, now through Sunday.
888-302-3684. Dennis, listening to WJOL in Joliet, Illinois. Hi, Dennis.
How you doing?
All right, what's on your mind? What do you think?
Why don't we go after whoever's financing these people, whatever countries that are supplying the financing of...
They're supplying their own financing. You may not have heard that they broke in and took over at least three banks. They have about $3 billion in cash. They took over an airport. They have control over the transportation systems in most of the part of Syria that borders Iraq. They have on the Iraqi side of the border, they have more or less the same thing. They haven't gotten any banks that I know of in Iraq, but they got lots and lots of cash because they've basically taken over banks in Syria that were heretofore controlled by Assad, his cronies, and the government. So, and I think that's more what's got Assad concerned than anything else, because all of his cash, the ill-gotten cash that these people, most of the Middle Eastern dictators, whether they're elected or they aren't, have control of huge, huge amounts of cash. The Mubarak family had $8 billion when they were tossed out of Egypt. That's what you're dealing with. So there's no other country that is funding them at all. It's all self-funded. They figured out how to do it on their own, Dennis. Interesting point, though. Good you made it. Thank you. It's 21 after the hour. You're listening to today's Doug Steffen Have a Good Day program.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Coincidence to the timing here, because today is Thursday, September 11th. Think about where you were. This is the Neil Young, Let's Roll. Plenty of songs developed out of the situation, our experiences that were shared on September 11th, 2001. Remember where you are. The phones were ringing. Turn on the TV. I remember Roberta Fasanelli, who was in New York City at 8:48. We were the pictures that are in our minds, all of us, as that jet crashed into the North Tower, and the pictures, the video of the flames. I remember Roberta saying it must have been a small plane. Somehow or other, a small little plane crashed into the World Trade Center. Then we found out it was actually a 767, an American Airlines Flight 11 from Boston to Los Angeles that had left Boston at 8 o'clock. By the time they got to 30,000 feet, the pilot, the co-pilot, and the stewardesses were all dead. And then we know what happened with the World Trade Center South Tower. United Airlines flight from Boston to L.A. left 5 minutes after the American flight. Same thing, 757 this time. Passenger jets, fully loaded with fuel. And so then the Pentagon was hit by another jetliner. And then another United flight was taken over, ended up upside down, crashing into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Terrorists had struck on U.S. soil. We all have goosebumps when we think about it, don't we? 19 Muslim militants, all men in their 20s and 30s, members of Al-Qaeda, hijacking four planes in the name of their religion. So what does that do to the argument that was put forth last night by the president that this is not about religion, or these people were not religion? There's a religious connotation to this for sure. So yeah, anyway, how do we...
They've really twisted what the religion is supposed to be.
Of course they have. All right, let's see if we can find something lighter when it comes to ISIS and the president's speech from the monologues delivered last night by the late night hosts of the various programs, starting with Conan.
Tonight, President Obama will make a primetime speech about how we're going to deal with violent extremists and their sickening behavior. Yeah. And when he's done talking about the NFL, he'll address ISIS.
There's a new poll out there that shows that if the presidential election were held today, Hillary Clinton might actually beat Chris Christie in his home state of New Jersey. While another poll shows that if the election were held today, President Obama would be psyched.
Get me out of here! Get me out!
President Obama was speaking to the Americans. It looks like we're going to be invading Iraq again, ladies and gentlemen. And ooh, this time I hope we find those weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, boy. Oh, my.
Obama is he's being tough with ISIS. He's now going to force them to sell their NBA team.
Yeah. $1 billion.
According to the 2015 Guinness Book of World Records, a Kansas strongwoman holds the record for the most apples crushed by a bicep, while her husband holds the record for fewest arguments won.
All right, so we all need a little, remember the song, We Need a Little Christmas, right this very minute. So maybe we scratch Christmas. We need a little laughter, right this very minute. We need our little laughter now, even if it's about things as serious as the president's speech last night. 28 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program at your service.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and David Korn. Coming right up, should Mein Kampf be allowed to be published in Germany?
In a world bombarded by marketing hype, one trusted voice stands out, Consumer Reports. Every year, the experts at Consumer Reports test thousands of products to help you make better choices, and they buy all those products just like you would. Consumer Reports accepts no outside advertising and advocates for pro-consumer legislation to protect you. Join the millions who support Consumer Reports' mission to work for a fair, just, and safe marketplace. Learn more at ConsumerReports.org.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Korn. There's a current issue in Germany. Should Mein Kampf be allowed to be published there?
Absolutely. I'm a huge proponent of knowing your history, not revising your history. And it is not just Germany. The history of the world is that the anti-Semitism is widespread and far-flung. Look at Spain. Their economy collapsed when they expunged the Jews. Read Merchant of Venice. It's not like anti-Semitism is peculiar to Germany, although they did exercise a horrific, horrific outcome of it. But to ban a book is immoral, and it's counterproductive, and it will make it taboo, and everybody will want to be all the more. We should have a big debate on this again, because we need to remember our history. Never forget.
I agree 100%. We can move on.
By the way, at the risk of making Nazi analogies, which you're usually Nazis burn books.
You can't start banning books, because then someone gets to decide which books are banned.
Should Israel ban it?
I would say no. Now, if schools decide not to teach it, if stores decide not to sell it,
right.
That's an individual decision. But, you know, passing a law to ban a book should not happen.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with David Korn and Mary Madeline.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Situation as we find ourselves with another September 11th to think about. Gretchen Martins, the veteran lady, is going to spend some time talking to us about some of our military transition issues and what the legacy of September 11th is for people who wear the uniform of the United States. That's coming up in a few minutes. If I had to handicap with Jennifer and Ken what I thought you were thinking about today in terms of priorities, I would say number one would probably be the president's address about Syria and ISIS.
Over September 11th.
I think September 11th is number three. Number two is is the NFL's claim that it didn't see the video. I'd say they got lots of explaining to do when it comes to that. Apparently they saw it in April, or at least it was sent.
They forgot.
Yeah, right. They forgot about it. Man, do they look bad. Oof, do they look bad on this. Number three, remembering September 11th. Number four, the Pistorius verdict. Probably could go. But I'm giving me the chance to say what I think you are thinking about. This is not about what I'm thinking about. This is about what I think you're thinking about, handicapping him. And I would go to Ken Kessler, who monitors our social media, because he knows, in terms of response from people who feel strongly about things, they can't get to the phone and dial us up at 888-302-3684, what they might in a quick hit say on Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show. So if you were to pick the top three or four things that are interesting, the people who are responding to our questions and queries there, where would we go, Kenny?
ISIS and the president's speech last night.
Yeah, number one.
September 11th and Ray Rice.
All right, in that order. So I handicapped it the other way around, but we were fairly close. So, Jennifer, from your perspective, how would you, I think maybe enlightened the audience as to your thinking. You think Obama...
I'd probably say September 11th, Obama, then Ray Rice.
Really? September 11th is first with you?
I think so. I think so. It's a big anniversary. You know, it's for me, this day always brings up the memory. Where were you? What were you doing? I think it always weighs in the back of people's mind. I mean, you're looking at a nation that all suffers from a little post-traumatic stress syndrome. If you were of
a little,
you know. Well, I think varying degrees. I think for me in Los Angeles, there was a little bit of post-traumatic stress after that. For people in New York, there was probably a lot of post-traumatic stress. So,
well, how about somebody like me who's getting on a plane this afternoon to fly from Boston to Los Angeles?
You're not the only one, by the way. I actually
I hope not. I hope there'd be a lot of people on the plane,
Roberta's flying from New Orleans to New York City.
Right.
Dr. Ken's daughter is flying from Florida to New York. You're flying to L.A. So, I mean, I don't think you can let it make you afraid.
No.
You know, you just you keep your eyes open. And really, if anything, I don't necessarily expect there to be something that happens. It's just it evokes those memories, you know.
Right.
It makes you think, where were you? It was a very big day. I think in my life, probably the most important and memorable day in my
history. To that point in your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were how old? You would have been, what, 24 then?
I was 23.
23, yeah. 888-302-3684. How many of you got on the phone the moment that happened with anybody who had a connection in New York City? My daughter was teaching school in New York City, and she had just started. It was her first job as a teacher. She had finished school, and that's where she started, teaching at a school called Dalton in New York City. Didn't have class. This was the second day. I think they had started on that Monday. So she'd been in the school the previous week, started teaching Monday. No, they were in school. And the school is situated in such a place, you can look right across to the south end. As a matter of fact, her apartment was in Brooklyn Heights, and it was right across on the southern end of Manhattan. You could see everything. So, things that are worth spending time on, if you wish to share them, you are welcome to. We make ourselves available as a platform for emotions, for thoughts, for things. 888-302-3684 that are related to you and what you're thinking. I find it easily distracting now. I'm not a football fan, as you know. I'm opposed to the game for lots of different reasons, not the least of which is the way it is run. It is as politically corrupt as our government is. These big organizations that are all about money. Yesterday, Rich was saying, what a wonderful guy. Great job Goodell has been doing. Apparently, that's not the case. This is the day. What is this? What do we have? Wednesday today, right? Mm-hmm. No, today's Thursday.
Thursday.
It was Tuesday when Goodell denied having seen the video of Mr. Rice assaulting his fiance. And
then, deniability.
Right. Well, that does not seem to be the case. Well,
there's AP said, yes, it is the case. You got that video in April. Then the NFL says the AP is lying. We did not get that video. So now it's said, she said.
Okay. So how would AP prove it, and is it worth it?
I would imagine for Associated Press to make a statement like that, they must have some kind of proof, right?
Well, you would think. If they're AP doesn't, the AP and Reuters are not necessarily like TMZ. They all create news or find news or follow news in a different level, in a different way. But it's not like AP or Reuters to try to make themselves a part of a story. Is it? Is that my experience? Is they are like that? Kenny, you find that the AP normally is there to report and not to inveigle themselves into stories?
Right. In fact, the AP, they don't have a name or don't yet, but someone at the AP talked to somebody at the NFL who said that they did get it and watched the video, and it was disturbing.
Uh-huh.
And this was, April?
Yeah.
So
maybe the National Organization for Women is right. Maybe Goodell should take the pipe, but that doesn't fix the problem. It just speaks to leadership that, again, I go back to what I said a few minutes ago. These hugely, hugely profitable organizations. The NFL is hugely, hugely,
hugely. Right, look at the criminality of the NFL now. There's a lot of criminals wandering through it.
There are, but it's hugely profitable.
Yeah.
Goodell makes how much money? 14, 15 million bucks a year? How much money does this guy make?
Oh, probably.
Running the NFL. Easy. It's all tied into it, maybe more than that. I heard another number yesterday. And that
Fred Dreyer brought up an interesting point yesterday, though, Dougie.
Fred Dreyer, former football player.
Former football player.
Radio guy.
And he said, you know, he acknowledges, okay, that was horrible. I think anybody that saw that video acknowledges that that is horrible behavior. I mean, you don't do that to a woman. You don't do that to another person. Forget their sex. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But he said, now, if you were in regular business, if you were working for an investment company, would you lose your job if that type of thing came out?
No.
And the answer is probably not.
Really?
Isn't that interesting? I mean, would you? I mean, seriously. Usually, if it's a personal piece of business in like the private sector, you would not lose your job for it. If you get a DUI, you wouldn't necessarily lose your job. You had personal issues to deal with.
That depends on the company. I think that's a generalization that's hard to nail down.
You're right.
It's like nailing Jell-O. Yeah, that's how I
think. It was interesting. He said that's what kind of speculate, you know, that's what kind of stuff goes on in the NFL. Now, granted, there's a lot of criminality going on with the NFL right now, but, you know, would any of that stuff affect other people's normal jobs?
When there's money, there's corruption. That's really the bottom line. In a moment, we talk with Gretchen Martins, who has been featured in a lot of news programs this week. The founder of Homeward Deployed, which is an organization that tries to bridge the gap between the military and those people who may hire or interact with the military. And so we'll talk about, from her perspective, what some of the people who are veterans worked in Iraq then after September 11th and now what the situation is, kind of what do you think the underlying feelings are of those people who have served our country? Now for a question. If you're over the age of 40 and are worried about your blood pressure, what can you do? That's the question. The answer is using Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus helps you by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus has worked for thousands and thousands and thousands of people who listen to this program. This used by both men and women to get blood to your muscles, to your heart, to your head, to your brain. Most popular supplement I have ever talked about in the 26 plus years of having done this program. This is a superb home run for the people who created it, and it really doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to figure out why. Its main ingredient is arginine, which is an amino acid that safely widens your arteries to maintain normal blood pressure levels. So you got high blood pressure, you should be calling 800-577-8560. Of course, check with your doctor. Ken Kessler did. His doctor said, yep, this makes sense. Boosting nitric oxide levels affects your blood pressure very positively. 800-577-8560. Try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. Call 800-577-8560 and get a free bottle. So you order, you get a three-month supply. Actually, you're going to pay for three and get four. Four-month supply of Heart Factors Plus by dialing right now, 800-577-8560.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for $1. I got a muffa that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offer available supplies last. Limit supplies. See storestaples.com for details.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Red Bull IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's built against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston beer company, Boston Mass. Get responsibly.
Hi, Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here with Gretchen Martins, known affectionately as the veteran lady, has a lot of knowledge of the military transition issues that go on between our men and women in service getting back into or out of uniform and into the mainstream. So, Gretchen, a lot of people that you know served during and right after September 11th. What do you suppose is going on with them in their minds today?
Well, I'm kind of guessing what's very sad for them is looking, particularly the ones that fought in the early days in Iraq, looking at what's happening in the president's address last night about ISIS. They fought, and for the sake of what? Many of our post-9/11 veterans enlisted because of 9/11. Fought, gave their lives, and now we're kind of back to the starting point.
Yep. It's like all of those people, I've said this, and some people appreciate what I've said. It's not about me. It's just about the observation that many people who think about this, we look back at the men and women, the amount of money, the men and women who have given their lives in Iraq, and then you ask yourself, for what? Why? And the same can be said for Afghanistan, frankly. So
exactly.
Yeah. So now turning it to I don't know if we turn it away from September 11th and then sort of get an update, or is September 11th in and of itself a reason for men and women to have emotional upset as they transition? But what when you think about what that meant, the people who died at the Pentagon, I mean, there are all kinds of ways of looking at this, as you know.
Absolutely, and I think the other piece, when you look at now, we're technically ending our wars. We're not ending our wars. Who knows? Looking at the people who joined the military because of 9/11, many of whom were very, very young, and looked at this as a way of serving their country for a good, solid career. And now, as we're entering the period of the military drawdown, we are literally pink-slipping hundreds of thousands of service members. And I think that's got to be another bitter pill. We had the attacks of September 11th. Many of these, particularly young people, really stepped up mm-hmm. for our country. And now, I mean, literally today, September 11th, people who joined because of the attacks in New York City and on the Pentagon, and now they're going to be getting pink slips today saying, gee, thanks, Steve. We're so grateful for your service, but we don't need you anymore. Please.
Well, it's not that. That's not the worst of it. The worst of it is the way, and you notice how the Veterans Affairs story just kind of dropped out of sight. Just because there's some new guy from Procter & Gamble in there running it instead of Shedznecki or whatever his name was. The news media completely disavows any interest in an ongoing problem that hasn't been solved, that probably won't be solved, whether it's this administration or any other, unless there is some serious attention. And the government is so big, so out of control, that there isn't any, the people at the top don't have time to look at this stuff unless somebody throws them into the face of this evil, and that's what it is. It's evil to bring people into the service as you've described, let them go, and then in some cases, because they complain, give them a dishonorable discharge?
Well, exactly. I mean, yet a third reason for veterans and service members to really shake their heads and wonder where we're going.
Why would you volunteer to be? Why would you volunteer unless there was nothing else in your life? And then are you really dedicated? Again, I can't find anything else better to do, so I think I'll go into the service.
Well, and I think this is another thing that we are not discussing as a country, given how we treat our veterans. And particularly when you look at the National Guard, who on earth is going to want to be in the National Guard 10 or 20 years from now? Mm-hmm. If it means you get deployed in endless cycles, you come home, you can't keep a job, you can't support your family. Yeah. And that's not just some theoretical issue of fighting ISIS and are they really a threat in our hometown communities. That's a direct threat. You look at Hurricane Sandy. Who were the first National responders Guard. There?
Yeah. A lot of questions, Gretchen. We're out of time, but I'm appreciative of your reflectiveness. Thank you, Gretchen Martins, known also as the Veteran Lady. Check out untyingtheyellowribbon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time now with the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Shelley Palmer is here. We have a number of things, actually, issues to focus on. So let's get to work. How many people are interested in the Microsoft deal for taking over that game company? That's not the big story of the week. The big story of the week, obviously, is the Apple, the new Apple iPhone. A lot of people are talking about that. But let's go down a different road with Shelley in a moment, who's going to talk with you about a brand new cooler with all the bells and whistles that's going to come out just in time for next year's barbecue season. Shelley, brought to you in part by the folks at Health Mart. Your local Health Mart pharmacist is proud to help the caregivers among us with support and expert advice. Visit healthmart.com for a location near you.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Today on much, Shelley Palmer, Digital Living. The next time you go to a barbecue, you're going to want to make sure you bring the coolest along. A brand new cooler design, the coolest, recently became the most funded Kickstarter campaign ever after raising more than $13 million in its 52-day campaign. There are plenty of reasons for the campaign's 60,000 backers to be excited about the coolest. Built into the case is everything you need for food prep and storage, a blender, a cutting board, knives, plates, and even a bottle opener. The cooler portion also includes a divider to keep your drinks icy cold while making sure your food stays chilled but not soggy from melted ice. The coolest is more than just for food prep, though. It also has some tech, like two waterproof USB ports and a waterproof Bluetooth speaker. The coolest will make its way to backers in February and will be available to the general public sometime after that for $299, just in time for next summer. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Big news. Sprint's offering the hottest deal in wireless. Switch your whole family up to 10 lines to Sprint and get unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of high-speed data to share for only $100 a month for your whole account. It's double the high-speed data of the other guys for a family of four. Verizon and AT&T charge $160 and T-Mobile charges $100. And they just give you 10 gigabytes. But with Sprint, you get 20 gigabytes. That's two times the data. To make it easier, we'll even buy out your family's contract up to $350 per line. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Only $100 a month for the whole family up to 10 lines, including unlimited talk and text on America's newest network. Simply put, it's the hottest deal in wireless. So come into a Sprint store today.
Against 9/30/14, coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit, new line port in, includes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Price promo through 2015. After 2015, also pay $15 a month per line access charge, $350 via Visa prepaid card, and requires online registration. Comparison is 10 megabyte high-speed 3 and 4G plans for 4 lines. Other data options available. Prohibited network use rules, prioritization, and throughput reduction applies. Comparison includes additional 2 gigabytes Sprint and 1 gigabyte Verizon data promos. Restrictions apply.
Did you ever think you'd see the day when you could sit in your car and let it drive itself? That day seems to be right around the corner. Brian Osich with technical details on that.
Giant leaps forward are being made in vehicle technology, and General Motors is leading the pack. In about 2 years, an all-new 2017 Cadillac vehicle will offer advanced driver assist technology called Super Cruise, which allows hands-off lane following, braking, and speed control in certain highway driving conditions. GM's Mary Barra says that and anything else to help improve the driving experience is something the automaker embraces, including other advanced intelligent and connected vehicle technologies.
Thanks to V2V, OnStar, and a full suite of active safety features, we believe that the CTS will be one of the most, if not the most, intelligent and connected production vehicle on the road. It will talk to other V2V-equipped cars to avoid crashes. It will talk to V2I-equipped infrastructure to reduce congestion. And its 4G LTE connection and active safety features will give drivers peace of mind.
For more, go to GM.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. And mechanical pencils for a buck. I got a muffa that ish. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers available while supplies last. Limited supply. See storestaples.com for details.
Doug Stephan, the Good Day program. This is a serious day, September.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.